I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. In 2004, the Gilmore International Keyboard Festival commissioned 13 composers to take what Bach used as his source material, this aria that serves as bookends to the Goldberg Variations, and write a variation of their own.
I heard about the project before I heard any of the music, and I was just really fascinated by the concept.
That's pianist Laura Downs.
I don't really like to call them variations because I think that gives an idea that they're just sort of elaborations or something. They're really more responses or reimaginings of the aria. You know, the individual voice of each composer responding in his or her own terms. So it's very individualistic, and there's a very wide range.
For example, this is William Bolcom's contribution to the set, written for the left hand only, which is fitting since Bach's own variations focus on the bass line of the aria.
The connection that I've made along the way is with the cello suites, and I love that sort of echo of the other Bach, you know?
The set actually came to Downs one submission short of 13. One variation was rejected for being too long, and originally Bach's own 13th variation was substituted. But Laura Downs commissioned San Francisco composer Ryan Brown to write a new one that's called Ornament.
I think of it as sort of a palate cleanser. It comes right in the middle. I've positioned it in the middle of the set, and it takes your ear to a different place. Just light and high and so interesting.
Downs compares playing either set of Goldberg variations to making a journey or exploring a gallery.
The aria is this room, and by the time you go through the whole set, you've filled the room, and you're sort of exiting through a different door. And I do. I mean, I feel like I'm in a tremendously different space when I come to the end.
Laura Downs will be performing 13 Ways of Looking at the Goldberg at the Old First Concert Series on Friday. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.